There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Described by some as a gab fest. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. If that's the case, who's gabbing? That's an interesting word, isn't it?
Jennifer Horn. Girl gabbing.
Girl gabbing. Well, where's the other girl? Roberta seems to not be handy by, but she'll be replaced by Veronica Gray, who is going to talk to us about sharks. Roberta loves to talk about sharks, so we'll have Veronica talk about them instead. How's that for a deal?
Because it's like Shark Week, you know.
It is Shark Week. Still, if you well, there are all kinds of different Shark Weeks. They're having on CNBC a Shark Week, the Shark Tank. That show's been on every night for 2 hours all week long.
And well, Shark Tank is a little different than Shark Week.
No, but they're the reason
those
they're
guys
doing
aren't
Shark
actual
Tank.
Sharks. I don't want to break any news to you, Dougie. But Mark Cuban, actually not a shark.
No.
No.
Wow.
I'm sorry. I know.
Jennifer, thank you. Ken Kessler monitoring social media, facebook.com/goodday, Twitter, good day. So I'm wondering if there's any comment about James Holmes and his fate. You may know that Mr. Holmes was in line for the death penalty and may still get it. Life without parole is probably what he's going to get. The jury convicted him yesterday of murder for his role in the mass shootings that left 12 people dead, 70 wounded during the screening of a Batman movie. Remember that in Aurora, Colorado?
Of course.
Man, I'll tell you something.
And he's one of these guys who we've talked about that is a young, you know, 20-something-year-old man.
Profile.
Who
fits the profile.
White man, for everybody who says that we profile everybody but whites. Yep. White man, young men that have that crazy look in their eye, that have been passed through the system, and everybody's too afraid to actually speak out and say, you know, hey, maybe there's something here that we need to investigate, or maybe we need to treat this guy.
You need to be curbed is another way of examining
as
it.
Much as I love President Reagan, and as much as I love, I mean, and I still think he's probably our best president of modern times, the fact that we did away with insane asylums, I know they needed to be redone because I know they were horrible places.
Yeah.
But the fact that we don't have places where people who are truly sick can go.
Mentally sick.
Yes, it's really, really bad. And now it's like we're so PC, we don't want to address these people anymore. We just want to forget them, and then that's why they get passed through the system, and then you get the James Holmes of the world.
The verdict is a rejection of defense arguments that Mr. Holmes was insane and driven to murder by delusions. You are, by definition, insane when you do something like this.
Right.
As
normal
we will find with the fellow who did the same thing yesterday, killing 4 Marines and shooting up some others at those 2 military sites in Tennessee. There's an insanity. Maybe there are people who are going to say that belonging to that religion is insanity. So what do you say to the 1.5 billion Muslims who, by the way, are celebrating?
But there are many people who can be Muslim who are not killing
of
people.
Of course there are. Most of them are.
Just like there's a ton of Christians who are not Timothy McVeigh. I mean, it's when you get to this extreme state that it's so dangerous. And you're right, maybe a little crazy.
So the celebration of the first day of Eid al-Fitr, is that how you pronounce it, Kenny? Do you know?
Sure.
3-day festival.
Sure. See,
I believe.
I got it. Anyway, it's a 3-day festival that is at the end of Ramadan, which has been a month-long period. There's fasting during the day and lots of reflection, supposedly. So I'm wondering, if you are Muslim, are you reflecting on the sorts of problems that you're encountering as a good Muslim at the hands of these sorts of things done by Muhammad Yusuf Abdulaziz, if that's how you pronounce
Abdulaziz,
his name.
Abdulaziz, I think.
Him, too.
Yeah. It's a tough one.
So are these sorts of things going on because of this being the end of Ramadan? Somebody trying to make a point? It's hard for us all to know, and we sit here and speculate and yak away and exercise our gums. The bottom line is that too many of these things are taking place, whether it's crazy young white men or crazy young Arabs. There are, and you don't see women involved in these sorts of things. And you don't...
Well, you do, actually.
Where? Where has there been a woman?
In France, there was a woman involved. I think you're starting to see
But it's not like the men.
The lack of testosterone.
Is that what it is, Roberta?
Absolutely.
Lack of that. You're talking about testosterone being the culprit here. Testosterone
in cases,
would
yes.
drive you. Okay.
Yes, in many cases.
Yeah.
And it has really, Doug, it really has nothing to do with religion. It all has to do with power. I mean, you know, everybody points fingers at the Muslims. It's not the religion. I mean, look at the Christianity. Look at the Spanish Inquisition.
Yeah.
Look at the
right.
Crusades. I mean, look at all this. I mean, the horrible things done in the name of religion. But it has nothing to do with religion.
Well, it has to do with power and control.
Power and
which
control.
Which is a result of whether it's religion or politics.
So the religion is just the excuse.
Yeah,
the religion
right.
is the excuse.
I want to be in charge.
That's all it is.
So I can use my religion as a way of being in charge.
And it's a way of control. You know, you keep the masses ignorant and you keep the masses brainwashed, you can control them.
Well, that's what's going on in our country right now. Plenty of that around
no
the world.
Kidding.
Using all the supposed smart technology. All right, let's, now that Roberta is here, we can bring the Shark Lady on. In a moment, Veronica Gray, who is known as the Queen of Surfing, the world's most televised shark expert, is going to bring us into the focus of shark attacks and what Shark Week has been about in a manner of speaking. So stay tuned for that. It's 13 at the hour here on Good Day.
Welcome to Staples.
Hey, Staples guy. I need to promote my new business and do it on budget.
I can make that happen.
Can you print business cards?
Staples can print business cards, brochures, banners.
Pens?
Pens, magnets, luggage tags.
Calendars.
Calendars, sticky notes, lawn signs, and window decals.
What about foam fingers?
What color? Red, yellow, blue.
You had me at yellow.
Make on budget happen, make getting noticed happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples Copy and Print, we will match any competitor's quote. Plus, we have 110% price match guarantee. Price match covers items sold by retailers, operating stores, and online under the same brand or sold and shipped directly by Amazon.com. Orders must be identical, valid through 9/19/15. See store staples.com for details.
Getting very sleepy. Sleepy. You're no longer afraid of bunnies.
Bunnies.
You'll join my rewards program.
I'll join your...
Wait, what? 30% off your fifth session.
Mm-hmm.
Focus on the value.
Value. How about a rewards program you'll actually use every day? Finally, there's Plenty. Earn points at one place and use them at another. Sign up today at plenty.com for access to offers worth over $100 in savings. There's Plenty together. Terms and conditions apply.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and home loss number 3030.
I had Belvita breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Made my bed, fed my fish, got dressed, cleaned the dish, remembered to floss, but still didn't do it. Ran a lap on the track, dropped my phone, didn't crack, got in before the boss, made sure that he knew it. Oh, hey, you just getting here?
Crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Share your morning win. Belvita.
Morning win.
It's 16 after the hour. Doug Steffen, Roberta Fasanelli, Jennifer Horn, and Kenny Kessler now welcome in Veronica Gray, who's known as the Queen of Surfing, the world's most televised shark expert. What prompted young Virginia to be interested in sharks?
Well, good morning, Doug and everybody. Basically, I surf in the water about three times a week, and you cannot be in the ocean and not consider what else is in there. So when I started studying sharks, I did it selfishly just to protect myself.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I realized I was learning super valuable information that could save lives and limbs, I felt like it was my obligation to share it with the world, especially when you hear of, you know, people losing their arms, like two teenagers did just recently in North Carolina due to shark attack. I felt like, well, it's not fair if I don't let people know this stuff. So that's how I started putting my work out there.
So are there more sharks around now, Veronica, than there used to be? You wrote a book called Swim Without Sharks, The Real Surface Paradise. Are those places harder and harder to find?
There are not more sharks than there used to be, unfortunately. But the reason why there is a rise in shark attacks is because there's more people in the water. So when the heat rises, more people go into the water. It's simply a numbers game. With more people in the water, it raises the probability of shark attacks. So there's nothing mystical about it.
Really?
You know, I'm a scuba diver.
Yes.
I'm a scuba diver, and this is Roberta. I'm a scuba diver, and, I mean, I've dove a lot with sharks. Hammerheads, sand sharks, nurse sharks, tiger sharks, reef sharks. Do you think that sharks get a bad rap? I've never had a bad experience with a shark. Maybe I'm just lucky, or maybe as a diver they don't see me as, you know, something that's tasty and
can't understand that.
But, you know, I've even pet nurse sharks underwater, you know, where when they're sleeping under ledges. I just think they get a really bad rap. I mean, it's not the shark's fault.
Well, exactly, Roberta. Basically, the reason you've never had a problem is because they can see what you are. Sharks mm-hmm. do not like to eat humans. They know we're not prey. What they are biting is things that are on the surface that remind them of their prey, like a seal or a turtle or a flopping dead fish. So, you know, all your listeners should be aware, whoever's listening live to this program right now, that that's exactly the things we cover in our book, you know, on swimwithoutsharks.com, is how to protect yourself from a shark attack. Because unless you're a diver and they can see you, there's so many ways they can take you for their prey. And we do give out all that information for free on our website because we just care. And the book did go to number one. It's an Amazon number one bestseller, so we're really happy about that.
All right. The book is, the website is swimwithoutsharks.com. There are safe beaches and there are beaches that are not safe. Is that geographical or is it catch as catch can?
It doesn't really have to do anything with anything except for where the shark's prey is. So beaches with a lot of seals or a lot of turtles, you'll definitely find shark activity because that's their favorite food. Sharks are like humans in the way that they like to go back and return to the same favorite restaurants. So, for example, one of the places that I live is Hawaii, and that is turtles and seals and tiger sharks. I wonder what Roberta's experience was with tiger sharks. I would be definitely afraid to be in the water with them. But you're a braver lady than I am.
Well, it was there. You know, it was kind of more in the distance. You know, we recognized what it was and just kind of, you know, steered clear of it. Didn't go in its direction, let's put it that way.
Well, why be silly? That's folly, in a sense. Okay, so if you want to get more information on where to go, where the safe beaches are, products that you can use to protect yourself from sharks, I wonder if Cedarside would do that. We ought to look into that. Find out. We have a product we advertise, Veronica, called Cedarside. Good for getting rid of pests. Haven't tried it on Roberta yet either.
Oh, yeah.
Either of those two things. All right, Veronica. Thank you. SwimWithoutSharks.com is the website. And this television, when is the TV show on? The documentary, The Worst Shark Attack Ever with Leonardo DiCaprio. When is that airing?
Apparently. Oh, well, you can watch it online at worstsharkattackever.com.
All right, thank you.
Online. Okay.
Online.
It's a terrifying thought. You're trapped somewhere without a radio and no access to GCN shows, a doctor's office, the DMV. Your mother-in-law's.
Come on, stay for dinner.
That's what makes the newly redesigned GCN Live app a true lifesaver. Listen to your favorite GCN host and programming on your smartphone, wherever you are. Download yours free on iTunes or Google Play. The new GCN Live app. Don't leave home without it.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
How you doing out there? You ever seen to have one of those days where it just seems like everybody's getting on your case, from your teacher all the way down to your best girlfriend? Well, you know, I used to have them just about all the time, but I found a way to get out of it.
Who this?
Let me tell you about it. Someone. Sitting in the bathroom, thinking it's a track. Listen to the teacher laugh, just take my bag. New metal brain, you know that's my cue. I'm gonna meet the boys on floor number two. Smoking in the bathroom.
That's the name of the song. I can remember listening to this on the Bruce Bradley radio program on WBZ in Boston and thinking this was really crude. Nobody wanted to be in the boys' room when the bad guys, because only the bad kids smoked in the boys' room. That's when I was nice to them. So who is this singing? This is the only number one song this group ever had. Who is it? 888-302-3684. We're going to give you as a prize here a copy of Veronica Gray's book, Swim Without Sharks, The Real Surfer's Paradise, A Guide to Shark Attack, Free Destinations in the World. We'll give that to the person who wins, who can identify this group at 888-302-3684. Kara, crank this puppy up. There we go. So, this is an American rock band from Ann Arbor, Michigan, number one on the charts during this week in 1973. So if you know who it is, you'll be lucky to get through, but try it anyway if you'd like. You never can tell when somebody drops. 888-302-3684. Song was translated into Hebrew and recorded by the band T-Slam. There. That's pretty funny. Early members were Cub Coda and Mike Lutz, who also co-wrote this song, Smoking in the Boys' Room. Motley Crue also had a minor hit with Smoking. They had a couple of minor charting songs, but no major hits. So they disbanded in 1979. Coda died in 2000 of kidney disease, and Lutz went on to produce a lot of bands like Ted Nugent. You can hear this in Ted Nugent. Which way does it go? Is it Ted Nugent plays into this influence, or the influence of this sort of thing goes into Ted Nugent?
I think this came first.
This did come first, yeah.
What came first, the Ted Nugent or the Eddie?
No.
It's the age-old question.
Yes. So this guy today teaches guitar in Ann Arbor High School, which I find interesting. Mike Lutz reconnected with the band's original engineer, put together a new version of the group in 2012. They're on the road opening for a lot of bands, including Boston this summer. So who is this? 888-302-3684. Want to listen to a little more of this? Go ahead. Crank it up, Kara.
Well, you know, I used to have this about all the time, but I found a way to get out of it. Let me tell you about it.
Scott listening in Vero Beach, Florida, one of our favorite haunts as far as stations are concerned, WTTV. Hi, Scott.
How you doing?
Well, sir, how about you?
Very well as well.
All right, so you're from this era. What's the name of the group doing the song?
I believe it's Alice Cooper.
You know, that's a pretty good guess, actually, but not the correct guess, but it's close.
That was a good one.
No cigar, thank you. Is it Marcellus in Owensboro? Who is this? Marcellus, that's your name, yeah?
Yep.
All right, sir. Welcome to Good Day. How are you doing?
Pretty good, sir. Pretty good.
You a fan of this group's?
Not really, but I was in high school about that time.
And were you smoking in the boys' room and got caught?
I didn't get caught, but I was a lookout guy.
You were the lookout guy. It was you. Thanks for your service. I can remember guys who did that in my high school. All right, what's the name of the group?
Brownsville Station.
It is Brownsville Station. You are correct, sir. We're going to send you a copy of the book Swim Without Sharks. The real surf is paradise. Could you use that? Maybe if you go surfing, you'll be in good shape. Thanks for being here on Good Day. Have a good weekend. Hold on just a second, sir.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. How about this? Retiring with your best friend. That means your dog or your cat. There are many types of retirement communities. Independent living communities are the type of retirement community most likely to allow pets. They're designed for healthy, active older adults who are able to live without assistance and are thus able to care properly for their pets. You probably won't be able to notice the difference between an independent living community and the local residential areas. What about assisted living? On the other hand, these are meant for older adults who need regular help with daily activities but do not require the services of a nursing home. Very often, they allow pets. Some assisted living communities will allow residents to bring their lifelong pets, while others may permit a community pet, a pet that doesn't belong to any one person in particular, but that lives within the community to provide companionship to all residents. You know, all the studies indicate that senior citizens with pets live longer, feel better, and recuperate faster. So it's a great idea, but make sure if you're going into a retirement community, you plan ahead and know if your pet will be accepted. I'm Warren Eckstein.
If you like painting and saving, ask Sherwin-Williams and save 40% on paints and stains during our four-day super sale, July 17th through the 20th. With 40% off our exceptional paints and stains and 30% off painting supplies, you can give your whole home a color makeover. But hurry, these savings are so super, they won't be around for long. Find your nearest store at sherwinwilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Inventory is everything. Products sitting on shelves is money sitting on shelves. Managing our inventory is key. That's why I use KeepStock Solutions from Grainger. KeepStock Solutions help keep just the right amount of inventory on hand. KeepStock Solutions help keep the cost down. KeepStock Solutions keep me a happy camper. What's the key to better inventory management? KeepStock Solutions from Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Visit Grainger.com/KeepStock for more information. Grainger.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's tanks powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Stephan with Roberta Fasanelli and Jennifer Horn. Also here is Kenny Kessler, who's monitoring Facebook and Twitter. I have failed to ask you thus far, Mr. Kessler, what is the number one? Oftentimes, Facebook and Twitter do not follow what our poll is in terms of results. Are people more or less lining up the same on both the poll and Facebook as far as issues of this past week are concerned, or is there a difference?
Well, there's a lot of conversation today about the killer in Colorado.
Yep, to be
guilty for 100, right. Whatever counts.
Okay, here's he is going to suffer the fate that the fellow who shot up the military sites in Tennessee will not suffer, because he's already done. He's been dispatched. One, sometimes in a cynical way, or perhaps not a very politically correct way, could wish for that, so that you don't have to go through the expense of whatever is going to happen now that James Holmes has been convicted. There'll be an appeal. He was insane. You know, all of that stuff is going to float around for years. And meanwhile, justice isn't really served. I was interested to hear a conversation going on off the air before we came back on about how many people die in this country every day. I would direct your attention to Chicago, Illinois, where yesterday either three or four people were killed, and it seems to be, was it last weekend, there were like 13 people killed, whatever it was. And Chicago seems to be the murder capital of the world now, and I would dare say very few of those are done by Muslims. And I think that was the point. We tend to be, because the news media treats these incidents differently because of the names and the fact that they're Muslim. I'm not here to defend the Muslims by any stretch of the imagination, but I do think it's a thought at least worth planting in your head for a little while as you think about the violence in this country. the circumstances of some of the smaller towns. Ferguson's example, the Colorado gunman, I suppose we can point to him, or you can point to any number of circumstances. Just the facts would reveal to you that most of the murders in this country are not really committed by these people with names that we can't pronounce. But it's easy for us to point the finger because of September 11th. It's easy for us to point the finger because some of them say, death to the Americans, death to the infidels. Okay, yeah. All of that stuff makes for great copy, and it's probably true. These people would like to blow up as many of them, many of us, as they can. There certainly is the Saudis were having a conversation with some, I think the president, as a matter of fact, either today. Is it today he's seeing the Saudi prime minister? I think it is. The Saudis don't like this deal with Iran at all.
No, the Saudis and Israel, of all places, have joined forces together because they don't like this deal.
Right. But you see, there is an example of where the forces of religion, Saudi mostly Arab, Israel obviously mostly Jewish, they have been at logger jam or batting heads with each other for millennia over something that's nonsense, as most of these fights are. I just don't like him. Why don't you like him? I don't like him because he's a Jew. Why don't you like him? I don't like him because he's a Muslim. Well, why else? No, I don't. There's nothing else about it. I just don't like him because he's a Jew, or I don't like him because he's a Muslim, or I don't like him because he's black, or I don't like him
because
he's tall.
I don't like him because he's different than
I am. Yeah, he's different than me. Exactly.
My parents didn't like him. And their parents didn't like
him. Right, exactly, Kenny. It's taught. It's the stuff that goes on generation after generation after generation.
Is there a song about that? You got to be taught to hate and fear?
I don't know the song, but that's what does happen. So I think we make a point here. You do with it what you want. That all the murders that were committed in America yesterday were not convicted. Were not committed by somebody who was a Muslim. Now, having said that, the kind of things that are done and the name in which they are done is certainly terrifying, if you want to use that word. Because people who have religious commitments to do stuff like this are crazy. And you can't stop them unless you shoot them. That's about it. Am I right or wrong?
Yep. You're not going to fix them, that's for sure.
No, you are going to fix these people.
Especially because there's such a, especially with the Muslim faith, there's such an emphasis on being a martyr that, they would look to being punished as something good, as serving out something. This guy in Chattanooga, Abdulaziz, had a blog that apparently he kept every day. Or I'm sorry, he actually just had two posts in it, and both were published on Monday. The first one refers to this hypothetical test designed to separate the inhabitants of paradise from the inhabitants of hellfire.
Great.
No.
The second one said that his fellow Muslims have, quote, a certain understanding of Islam and keep a tunnel vision of what we think Islam is.
Well, there's a lot of sickness, and it's created by those who lust for power and control, and sometimes those people are the ones who create these circumstances so they can get power and control, but they have other people do the dirty work. I think the best example I can come up with of somebody who did that was Mussolini, actually. Even though
or Hitler
the Nazis,
as well.
Yeah, I was going to say the Nazis as well.
Do the dirty work, sure.
We've certainly done it, and you've seen other people done it in the name of religion or conquest or whatever. The British Empire, the French, the Dutch, all the people that have gone about the world, the Spanish, the Europeans went around the world chopping everything up and making a mess out of Asia and Africa.
And trying to convert people to Christianity.
Right, yeah. All of them, that is this kind of crazy stuff.
How many people they killed through that?
Yeah, millions of people were killed under the guise of Queen Isabella and the Spanish Inquisition. All right, so just food for thought there. Speaking of that, President Obama said yesterday it's not normal, talking about the high number of young Americans in prison. He's been pushing for reforms to the criminal justice system. He became the first president of the United States to go behind bars. So the headline reads, President goes to jail. President in prison. Those are the headlines today. But he's there, folks, as a visitor.
I love that. The headline was so great. Obama in jail.
Obama in jail.
You're
the
like,
first
sitting
president to ever go to jail.
In the
yeah, right. He was pushing for reducing the nation's prison population. I think he's right, frankly.
I do, too.
How you do it, how you get there, and who it is that doesn't belong may be an argument that some people want to have. But we got way too many people in jail for offenses that they ought not to be in jail for. Bill Clinton admitted this week earlier that he made the mistake of signing the bill, which created most of the problems that we have now with people who are...
Well, it was the three strikes thing.
Well, yeah,
you know, this kind of fires me up a little bit.
Does it, Jennifer?
Because how stupid. Okay, so my favorite argument to three strikes is, well, no one should go to jail for life for stealing a pizza. Okay, first of all, I don't know if stealing a pizza would be a felony. But if you don't learn from your mistake the first time, you get a second time. You don't learn from it the second time, and you go to the third time. You deserve to be in jail just for being stupid and not learning from your mistakes. I don't know. Are these the kind of people we want roaming the planet that can't learn and be rehabilitated after they've been to prison a few times? Come on. I'm sorry.
Prison doesn't rehabilitate anybody, Jennifer. Prison only teaches people to be better criminals.
People thrive.
For the most part, that's correct.
Right. People thrive with rules. And by us taking away every rule that has ever been part of society is now slowly being scraped away because it hurts people's feelings or it makes people feel like a victim or whatever it is. And
she's all the rules of society. You sound like a conservative, Jen.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It sounds like taking away all these rules, you're going to have people going crazy. This is not a good thing for the culture of society. Sorry. Jennifer Horn, Big Red X.
No, disagree.
All right, so Kenny, what do you have for comments? Facebook.com/good day, Twitter good day, what do you have?
Most of the comments that I have are this morning so far are about Mr. Holmes in Colorado.
Okay.
Mike's.
By the way, not to confuse the issue, but there's a good news Sherlock Holmes movie coming out today.
Oh, come on, Dougie.
How do you make these connections?
The guy's name is Holmes. I was about to say, okay, Holmes, how many times have you heard in the slang section of town, all right, what's up, Holmes? Yeah, that kind of stuff.
I've never heard that.
In about 20 years.
Never heard. Well, but I love that you've been on the mean streets of Framingham.
Woo! Yeah, it's a tough town.
Fizzle.
I heard what's up, homie, but not what's
all
up.
All right, home. Okay, all right. So, Kenny, keep going, will you?
Mike says, hang him if he's crazy. That's an even better reason.
Yeah, huh? Mm. Well, I don't know that there'd be any hangings in America, but maybe there ought to be a few just to prove a point. What else have you got?
Al says, relatives of the victims should be welcome to form the firing squad.
You know, there are a lot of people who think that that is justice served when you have people that are abridged or offended or somehow affected by the acts of people like this, that they should be involved in the handling of their dispatch. Maybe those feelings, those thinking, those thoughts are accurate. What else?
Mary says, instead of mentioning the gunman and bringing more attention to him, I would rather the media show pictures with names of the victims and simply say justice at last.
Not provocative. That's very provocative. All right, Kenny, thank you. 16 and a half for the hour, 43 and change after on Good Day. We're going to find out the top Emmy nominee and other television news in a matter of moments. First, I want you to hear the story about the amazing GenuCell products, plant stem cell therapy used to first develop the product that takes care of bags and puffiness under your eyes. But now there's something new from GenuCell, the Platinum Dark Circle Treatment. Powerful, all-natural treatment that precisely targets the dark circles under your eyes, around your eyes, for a beautiful and flawless look. I already have requests from people on the staff and the friends of to get me some of this Platinum Dark Circle treatment so that I can take care of the dark circles under my eyes. How about getting a good night's sleep? That'd be a way to handle it. But some people, if that doesn't fit this crew. All right, dark circles under your eyes, call 800-543-9262 and get GenuCell. It does not hide the dark circles. It gets rid of them. So if you'd like to take care of that problem, get the Platinum Dark Circle treatment from GenuCell by calling 800-543-9262. And by the way, when you mention Doug Steffen, they'll throw in a GenuCell, a regular tube of GenuCell for that look of getting rid of the puffiness, the bags around your eyes. So you have two approaches to taking care of how you look from the other person's perspective. When they look into your eye, you want them to see your eyes, not the dark circles and all that stuff around them. Call 800-543-9262. I think they make a pretty good argument, frankly, for using the product. So don't fiddle around. By the way, when you mention Doug Steffen, you'll also get free express shipping. You get a couple of luxury gifts. So it's a real good time for you to buy GenuCell and the Platinum Dark Circle Treatment, which has just been introduced by the folks that make GenuCell. At 800-543-9262, you get what you need. Don't wait. This is sort of a crazy summer season. I won't be around forever. 800-543-9262.
Improve the look of your home for less with hardwood floors from Lumber Liquidators. Choose from over 400 styles of hardwood, bamboo, wood-look tile, and more, all for a lot less than other stores. This week, get gorgeous Amber City Strand Bamboo for just $1.99 and more hardwood floors from 99 cents. Special coupon savings on all Bellawood pre-finished hardwood with best-in-class scratch resistance. North American and European laminate from 49 cents and more.
And 18-month special financing
for the floor you want at the price you deserve. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Attention ice cream lovers, did you know July is National Ice Cream Month? Aficionados agree when it comes to the best tasting ice cream, fresh is the must-have ingredient. And no one knows that better than the folks in Lamar's, Iowa, home of Blue Bunny Ice Cream. CEO Mike Wells.
Since 1935, my family's been making Blue Bunny ice cream right here in Lamar's, Iowa. We start with fresh milk sourced daily from local farmers and turn it into out-of-this-world ice cream in less than 24 hours so that you can experience the joy that comes in every bite of Blue Bunny.
Blue Bunny is the largest privately held, family-owned ice cream manufacturer in the United States, producing more than 150 million gallons of ice cream each year, making Lamar's the ice cream capital of the world. So what is the most popular flavor these days?
Believe it or not, vanilla is still our top seller, followed by Blue Bunny fan favorite Bunny Tracks and our delicious mini swirls cones.
Blue Bunny has more than 400 ice cream flavors, frozen dairy desserts, and novelties. For more, go to bluebunny.com.
There was 57 channels and nothing on. All right, let's get to the television report. Lifetime has launched a premium service for original movies, unveiling an over-the-top streaming service that features original movies for $3.99 a month. I wondered how that would go over, if anybody was going to care about that.
You know. Maybe I just haven't gotten to the point where I love a good Lifetime movie yet, but at some point, I'm sure I will get there and I'll appreciate the $3.99
yes.
service.
All right, yes. Let's find out the top Emmy nominations. Looks like one show got 24 bids, Jen.
Yeah. Game of Thrones was the big winner in the Emmy Award nominations. It received a leading 24 Emmy Award nominations. Apparently, people were, you know, so upset about that rape scene, but that didn't worry the Academy. They still gave them, a bunch of nominations, including Top Drama, some acting awards as well. Let's see. Who else got some? Oh, hey, Mad Men. John Hamm got nominated. Kevin Spacey of House of Cards. Well, Mad Men, this is it. John
he's
Hamm
won
this category.
He's never won.
He's a Susan Lucci of the Emmys. It's the last year for the show. He will definitely pick this one up. But also nominated, Kevin Spacey of House of Cards, and newcomer Bob Odenkirk for Better Call Saul, which is that prequel to Breaking Bad. Other top awards, American Horror Story Freak Show got 19 nominations. Olive Kittredge and Bessie, those were TV movies. They got 13 and 12 nominations, respectively. House of Cards, Mad Men, and Transparent received 11 nominations.
Really?
Not a lot of surprises. The Good Wife was the last broadcast nominee in the category back in 2011 for the Best Drama Series. They're back again with the nomination. And, of course, Modern Family gets a nod for comedy. And, nothing is surprising here.
All right. Here's I'm not surprised either that TLC canceled 19 Kids. Are you?
and counting it,
No, and here's why.
19 kids and more molested.
Yeah, here's why. Josh Duggar, that's not a big surprise. TLC made the official announcement this week. So that show is gone. Honey Boo Boo is gone. We need some good programming over at TLC. Hotel Transylvania is a new show. This one sounds right up your alley, Dougie. Sony Pictures Animation is developing an animated TV series based on the Adam Sandler feature films, Hotel Transylvania. This is scheduled to release in the fall, so you can check that one out. Also, Madeleine Albright, this is kind of cool, is going to guest star on Madam Secretary as herself. Atia Leone will be getting some valuable advice in an upcoming episode of Madam Secretary.
Good news. Nice job, Jennifer. Thank you. Television news here on Good Day at 51 after the hour.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24-7 Listen Line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24-7 Listen Line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
More and more people are discovering the incredible benefits of alkalizing the body, and there's no better product for it than AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds, just a few drops in water will rid your body of harmful waste and give you more vibrance and vigor than you've had in years. Now buy two bottles and get $10 off your order. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to four rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HD TV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. And the best part, the pristine digital picture and sound. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV. Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV.
Now 53 after the hour and good day.
Want to get away?
If you would like to get away, you've come to the right place. Travel in the Focus with Tom Parsons, who's the editor and publisher of BestFares.com, a company that is aimed at delivering services and prices that you can live with. He's got some ideas on where to go in terms of travel. You're planning a late summer. I almost said late Christmas. Hey, a late summer trip. Here's some... I suppose I said to Tom off the air, this is sort of red meat. The Competitive Enterprise Institute and some transgender organizations are suing the TSA. They claim the TSA didn't follow federal guidelines for having public comment on body scanners before they put the scanners in use. They're suing them to have them remove the scanners from the airports around our country. And I wonder what the chances are of something like this happening. Maybe why didn't they let the public comment before they started using them? Tom Parsons has an answer for that question and observations about sales and good things like that. Saving money is what he's about. If you're a traveler, you'll want to know what he's got to say. And it's up next to you on Good Day.
Summer's here, and a great way to get into the spirit is with a fresh coat of paint on your favorite room. It's easy and affordable. To help get you started, our friends at Sherwin-Williams can provide expert advice.
from the latest in paint trends to choosing the right color and simple cleanup tips. The Sherwin-Williams experts have you covered for painting success. Simply walk into one of their 4,000 stores and ask for a Sherwin-Williams professional or go to SherwinWilliams.com. And don't forget to sign up for their Paint Perks benefits to save every day.
Welcome to Staples.
Hey, Staples guy, I need to promote my new business and do it on budget.
I can make that happen.
Can you print business cards?
Staples can print business cards, brochures, banners,
pens,
magnets, luggage tags,
calendars,
sticky notes, lawn signs, and window decals.
What about foam fingers?
What color? Red, yellow, blue.
You had me at yellow.
Make on budget happen, make getting noticed happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples Copy and Print, we will match any competitor's quote. Plus, we have 110% price match guarantee.
Price match covers items sold by retailers, operating stores, and online under the same brand or sold and shipped directly by Amazon. Orders must be identical, valid through 9/19/15. See storestables.com for details.
Like the taste of fresh apples? Try an Angry Orchard Hard Cider. At Angry Orchard, we believe in tradition. That's why we use apples from a 100-year-old orchard. It takes two apples to make each bottle of Angry Orchard. So raise a glass to a time when apples were best served in a pint glass. Angry Orchard, when you're looking for something a little different. Crisp, refreshing, and not too sweet. Just like me. Angry Orchard Hard Cider.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
All right, so the premise here is, with the Tom Parsons from Best Fares, the TSA has not followed federal guidelines. There's never been public comment on body scanners being used. This according to some suits from various organizations. So what happens here, I guess I would wonder why there wasn't public comment before they used them. But is there a way of slowing down these people, or is this a technicality that may stick? How might this work? If there was no, can you envision, maybe this is the question, Tom, can you envision going through an airport or in to get a plane without going? I'm trying to remember back to what it was like when you just walked through the door into the airport and went down and got on the plane.
Did you go through a metal detector before?
Yeah, I mean, it was, I mean, it had to be in the 80s, you know. I'm not sure why we started using.
Yeah, I don't either. I remember it got heightened after September 11th.
Yeah, but we were using before that because I remember when they did 911, they had to replace a lot of people because there were thousands of foreigners and other people in the, you know, U.S. folks that had felonies.
Yeah.
So, but today I think you still have Congress out there. Also, worldwide they're still using them. And I just think the case would have, they'd be in court for years and years, and by that time Congress would pass something. So,
yeah. All right.
I just can't see it.
Let's see what we have for hot tickets. Where can we go?
I'm telling you, I didn't think any of the fares could go any lower, but since last week, since we talked, I'm going to give you three cities out of your market, okay, out of Boston. Boston nonstop on Tuesday, Wednesdays, and Saturdays. That's going to be your cheapest days for all these. It's coming in at $97 nonstop on American JetBlue.
Going where?
It's Boston to Chicago.
Really?
Dallas is $127 today. And L.A. with one stop is $252 on American.
L.A. is $262, so I better book a ticket now for L.A. That's what you're saying.
That's pretty cheap.
Yep. All right. By the way, I'm told the metal detectors were installed in the late 70s because of plane hijackings that were taking place at the time. I remember, it started with the hijackings. You're right. All right, Tom Parsons, check out the deals that are there for everyone at bestfares.com. 59.
Affordable health insurance was the promise of Obamacare, but for many, the government mandate caused more problems than it solved. And I want to tell you about a truly affordable alternative, Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare bypasses doctor and hospital panels, giving you the freedom to choose. 100% coverage up to $1 million per year per occurrence, which includes dental, vision, pharmacy, and holistic care. Call 1-800-714-6993. 1-800-714-6993. 1-800-714-6993 today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.